Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And, well, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus here, Matt. And as we do every Friday, we'll put together our DFS lineup.
Yeah,
we always do a $5 double up. We're not doing this to win the money. We're just doing this to help you people out.
Yeah, we've had good success, and there's eight teams we can't use. So here we go.
This is not going to be easy.
Right. Last one of these.
Let's take a look at defenses first. Okay. Yes.
I wonder what Dallas costs.
Dallas this week is actually the third highest defense.
Really?
At $3,800.
Well, who's more?
Buffalo and Kansas City.
I mean, playing Denver, I guess, is good for anybody.
Denver's only scored 20 or more points twice this year.
Yeah.
And like it's been 23 points. 23 and 20 points.
Yeah.
They can't score.
Right. No, they can't score at all. I would consider Dallas then.
They're $3,800.
That's more than we usually go with.
So the Texans come in at 2,100, the Panthers at 2,200, the Broncos at 2,300, the Giants at 2,400.
Those are scary, all those.
The Jets at 2,500, the Browns at 2,600, the Jaguars. The Browns at 2,600 is not bad.
Ooh.
They have dominated. Like, if you think Garrett's going to own...
I mean, he's had success against them in his career.
Yeah.
He probably ends up with a sack or so, you know. But I don't know, Chase being back, the way Burrow's playing...
Chase played the first time these two teams played, and it was 38-13.
Yeah.
Jaguars, 2,700. The Steelers are 2,800.
I might just take the cheapest one out of Steelers-Ravens.
Well, it would be the Steelers
at
2,800. The Buccaneers, 2,900. The Lions, 3,000. The Vikings are 3,100. The 49ers are 3,200.
I kind of like that. I mean, Brady doesn't take sacks or turn the ball over a lot, but...
They're not going to score a lot.
No.
The Ravens are 3,300. The Titans are 3,400. The Bengals are 3,500. The Seahawks, 3,600. Eagles, 3,700. Cowboys, 3,800. Chiefs, 3,900. And the Bills are 4,000.
Steelers, Ravens. I guess Monday night's not in the picture, huh?
Did I know? Oh, I must not have added.
No, big deal. I was thinking about the Patriots.
I guess I didn't do the Monday night part of this.
Okay.
So. We don't have the Monday night games,
wow.
Unless you want me to change this real quick.
No, we're cool.
All right. Sunday only games.
Steelers, Ravens, Niners, I think were my favorite.
Well, the Steelers were the cheapest of that, 2,800.
I would take the Steelers over the Ravens for the buck.
Let's take the $2,800 defense. They'll get points.
They're not going to allow a ton.
Yeah.
You know,
that's going to be,
I don't know if there'll be a lot of turnovers, but, you know.
Looking at the tight ends, Kelce is 7,600.
Let's go get our cheap receiver first.
Andrews is, well, we got to find it.
All right.
Andrews is 6,500. T.J. Hockenson is 5,100. Freiermuth is 4,500. Dalton Schultz is 4,400. George Kittle is 4,300. 4,300 for George Kittle.
I mean, he has some 1 for 20 days or 2 for 43, but he's still George Kittle.
Njoku is 3,900. He's taken off the injury list.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson Knox, 3,800. Greg Dulcich is 3,400.
That's not bad.
Daniel Bellinger, 3,300. He is back. Evan Engram at 3,300. That's not bad.
How about Otten?
Oh boy. Cade Otten's $2,800.
They peppered him with targets at the end of that game.
Yeah.
I think he's gaining trust. Kittle or Otten are exciting to me.
Otten's $2,800.
I know. Let's do it.
You want to throw him in there?
And, yeah.
You know,
he plays.
If we have extra money, we can spend it there. But, man, that's he's going to get seven targets.
He's a good athlete. Yeah. Right.
Might score.
Yeah, right.
Allows us to spend up elsewhere.
I think he had like 9 or 10 targets.
We may not even need to do a cheap receiver. No. We do that.
How about my boy Chig?
Chig?
Chig O-K-W-O-N-K-O.
Chig, I can't pronounce your last name. Yeah. He is 2,700.
Wow. Either one's fine, but I mean, I think they're both going to get a lot of targets. Surprised me they're both that cheap.
Yeah, looking here at the cheap wide receivers, look at the 5,000s and less. Tyler Boyd is 5,000.
It sounds like Higgins is going to play.
Yeah, but tight end is out.
Right.
George Pickens, 5,000. The squeaky wheel.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Donovan Peoples-Jones, 4,900. Adam Thielen, 4,900. Kadarius Toney, 4,800.
He's going to play at least one snap before he gets hurt.
Zay Jones, 4,700. Titans are 32nd against opposing wide receivers this year.
Yeah, their corners are a problem.
Yeah.
They don't rush the passer great either.
So if you think that's, you know, that could be good. Mm-hmm. Michael Gallup, 4,600. Robert Woods, 4,500. Nico Collins is actually questionable. He is 4,400. Jameson Williams is 4,400. Devin Duvernay, 4,400.
I mean, he never really leaves the field.
Yeah. But he also never really catches the ball.
No, yeah. I mean, he's probably a 6-catch ceiling type thing.
DJ Chark, 4,300. Isaiah McKenzie, 4,200.
This neighborhood's not bad.
Corey Davis, 4,200. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 4,100. DeMarcus Robinson, 4,000.
Wow.
4,000.
I mean, he kind of like their leading guy.
Yeah, but if it was Lamar,
yeah,
I would feel differently about it. It's not.
But they're in a short throws count.
It's going to be, is he going to have 7 catches for 32 yards?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Quite possibly.
It's possible.
Quite possible.
It's also, I don't trust it.
It's not a good passing game.
Yeah, I think we give, looking lower than that. Isaiah, not the right guy. Kendall Hinton.
Ooh.
Against Kansas City. He's the other wide receiver. He's going to start. He's going to be on the field every play.
I know.
Is
it going to be Judy and Hinton?
Yeah.
Something's out, right?
$3,400 against
the
Chiefs.
That bad. It's
they're
going
to have to throw the football.
Right. You can put him in there. You can convince me on that.
I don't love it. I'm just throwing it out there.
I kind of liked Gallup and Pickens. Those guys are more like $5,000, though.
Yeah. Well, they were, $5,000. We have an idea. Let's see what we want to spend.
Some big bucks now?
Let's see what we want to spend. Let's look at quarterback.
All right.
Josh Allen is 8,300. Jalen Hurts is 8,100.
I prefer Hurts to Allen.
Patrick Mahomes is 8,000. Joe Burrow, 7,000.
Not bad.
Dak Prescott, 6,500. Deshaun Watson, 6,400. He jumped right into the...
Yeah, wow.
Geno Smith, 6,200. Kirk Cousins, 6,100.
Yeah, it's not a bad matchup.
Trevor Lawrence, 5,700.
Not sure he's playing.
Jared Goff, 5,600.
That's not bad. Vikings have to be very easy to throw against.
They are. They're 28th.
28, okay.
Tom Brady, 5,600. Mike White, 5,500. Tyler Huntley, 5,500.
He was hoping he runs a lot.
Daniel Jones, 5,400. Jacoby Brissett's not playing. Kenny Pickett, 5,200. He's inching up.
Yeah, he's kind of getting
5,200, yeah.
Goff's my favorite so far.
Ryan Tannehill, 5,200. Sam Darnold, 5,200.
Mm.
Brock Purdy, 5,100.
Wow.
Russell Wilson, 5,100.
He's under Brock Purdy.
Kansas City's 27th against opposing quarterbacks, and he is 5,100.
Cheaper than Brock Purdy. Wow.
Davis Mills is 5,000.
Those guys are all too bad.
Yeah.
Do you want to spend big on like a Hurts or a Burrow? Is a little cheaper than that, or I think I'd go with Goff.
We can go with Goff. That's fine. It's home Goff.
I mean, we got to think. There's eight teams we're not able to use. Running backs would be a little scary.
Running backs can be rough.
Spend some bucks on backs, and
that allows us. That gives us about $6,500 per player the rest of the way.
A nice budget now.
Christian McCaffrey is 8,500.
Should be having a somewhat expanded role.
Saquon Barkley is 8,000. I don't like
He's
that.
He's fighting something.
I don't like that matchup
either.
Derrick Henry is 7,900.
I like the matchup. He's been slow lately, but I like the matchup.
Nick Chubb is 7,800.
Not bad.
Dalvin Dalvin Cook is 7,300. Joe Mixon is 6,900 against that Cleveland defense.
Yeah. I think he goes right back to his old role.
I think so, too.
Catches some passes.
Kenneth Walker is 6,800. He's questionable.
Is he questionable? Yeah.
Tony Pollard, 6,700.
I guess he should be more than Zeke.
Travis Etienne, 6,400. Samaje Perine is 6,300. So they're saying both Cincinnati running backs.
I think Mixon still gets the workload.
Miles Sanders is 6,200. Ezekiel Elliott, 6,100.
That seems cheap for Miles Sanders.
Yeah. Williams is 5,900. Damian Pierce, I missed there, 6,000.
I wonder what Swift costs.
Swift is 5,800.
That's kind of alluring.
Najee Harris is 5,800. Devin Singletary, 5,700. Isaiah Pacheco, 5,700.
Leonard, not bad if you think they're going to win.
Leonard Fournette, 5,600. Rashad White, 5,500.
I don't think Fournette's going to play.
He's questionable.
He's questionable.
Yeah. Deontay Foreman is 5,400. They're
31st
against opposing running backs.
Michael, I like that a lot.
Michael Carter's 5,300. Gus Edwards, 5,200. Latavius Murray, 5,200. Zonovan Knight, 5,100. The Drake is 5,100. Yeah.
Where's Cook?
Kenneth Gainwell, 5,000. Homer, 5,000. Ty Johnson, 4,900. Cook was way up top. Cook was...
No, it was younger brother Cook.
Oh.
Bill's Cook.
That's a good question. James Cook is 4,600.
I kind of like him and Foreman. And then
we don't have to go cheap here, though.
I know, and then pay up big for a Henry.
You could throw one of those into your flex once
Yeah.
You want to try paying up for Henry here?
It was Henry the one you'd spend on of the big dogs?
I think so. Well, Mixon.
I'd say Mixon's alluring, too. He's cheaper than Henry.
Yeah. I kind of like Mixon
better. I like
Mixon
better.
Because he catches the ball more.
Yeah. I think people are a little worried about his usage, but I'm not all that worried about his usage.
Yeah, so we go Mixon, and let's say we throw Foreman. That allows us to spend an average of 6,600 the rest of the way.
Okay, so we can get a monster receiver.
We could get a couple monster receivers,
and
our
big
and our cheap Jefferson is 9,000.
Wow. Worth it.
Diggs is 8,300. A.J. Brown is 8,000. Chase is 7,900.
Diggs is playing two good corners. He's my least favorite of those.
St. Brown is 7,800. Remember, we have Goff in the lineup.
I like St. Brown a lot.
C.D. Lamb, 7,500.
He's coming on a big way, too.
Metcalf is 7,100. Higgins is 7,000. Godwin is 6,700. Kirk, 6,600.
Who do you like in that 7,000 and up range? Best. I might go St. Brown.
We got Goff. I think you go St. Brown.
Let's see what that looks like.
Okay. That allows us still 6,200 the rest of the way.
Good buck, I bet.
Yeah. Kirk is 6,600. Lockett is 6,500.
Lockett's been good.
Evans, 6,400.
There's something going on with him. I don't know what the story is with him.
Devonta Smith is 6,300. Amari Cooper, 6,200. Debo Samuel.
Is he questionable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson is 5,900. Brandon Ayuk is 5,800. Juju, 5,600. DJ Moore, 5,500.
Not bad. Bad defense.
Jerry Judy, 5,400.
I'd like to see it first. He hasn't had a good game in
front of They're a bad defense.
No,
he had four
right.
for 65 last week on four targets.
Okay.
So
I mean, he's going to be the one.
He's the one, and they're KC is 31st against opposing wide receivers.
Plug him in. That's cool. He's below budget, too.
Yeah. That gives us then $6,650 to spend here. Slayton is $5,100. Tyler Boyd, 5,000. We've already gone through
those.
Yeah,
we've been in the neighborhood.
We can afford a Christian Kirk.
Not bad.
We could afford to go higher than that, too.
We could afford
a Chase if we wanted to. Or
how about a Lamb?
CD Lamb, we could afford. I don't know if they're going to throw the ball a lot, though.
Not in the fourth quarter, they probably
Yeah.
Won't. There you was could, a couple right around Lamb, I like.
You could get Metcalf at 7,100.
That was one I liked, yeah.
A.J. Brown, Godwin at 6,700, T. Higgins with 7,000, Christian Kirk at 6,600.
There was a couple of right around 7,000 I really liked.
They were the Titans don't have a slot cornerback.
Right.
Where's Christian Kirk play?
Yeah, I know. I mean, the Lawrence thing is what worries me.
Yeah.
If it's Beathard, I don't like the pick. You know, it's leaning right now that Lawrence is going to play.
Yeah.
It's not a knock on Kirk or the matchup. I just worry a little bit about his quarterback.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we could do it. I mean, I think he's really good.
We could plug him in there if he doesn't, if it looks like, find out that Lawrence isn't going to play, then we pull him.
Mm-hmm.
That then leaves us $6,700 to spend on a flex.
Nice.
So we can go Tony Pollard. We can go Godwin. Those are both $6,700.
Godwin's appealing.
Mark Andrews at $6,500.
Not bad.
Tyler Lockett at 6,500. Travis Etienne at 6,400. Mike Evans at 6,400. Samaje Perine, 6,300.
I've heard of Godwin in all that neighborhood.
He gets peppered with
targets. Yeah, they throw him a lot, right?
Yeah.
And I think the fourth quarter there might be. I mean, I don't know if we'll be losing. But
49ers are 23rd against opposing wide receivers.
That surprises me.
Yeah. I mean, their cornerbacks aren't great.
No, they're not. But I just figured the defense would be better across the board.
Yeah.
I'm fine with Godwin. I mean, Godwin looks great. He's probably going to lead the team in targets. Evans doesn't look great.
That would fill out the lineup. With a zero, we have no money left.
We don't have anything fringe. All right, what we got?
We got Jared Goff at 5,600 at quarterback.
Throwing TD after TD to Amon St. Brown.
Yeah. We got Joe Mixon at 6,900.
Okay.
Deontay Foreman, at 5,400 as our two running backs. Amon-Ra St. Brown at 7,800. Jerry Jeudy at 5,400. Christian Kirk at 6,600 at wide receiver.
A lot of quality.
Yeah. Cade Otten at 2,800 at tight end. We're leaning heavily on the Tampa Bay defense or offense.
Offense, yeah.
Chris Godwin at 6,700 in the flex spot.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers defense at 2,800.
I think perennially these guys are low on the Steeler D.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I get it. They're not getting the sacks this year.
I know.
But you're playing a quarterback who has four career starts.
I know. Or you're playing Matt Ryan or, you know, I mean, some of these Saints. And I mean, I'm surprised how low the Steeler D is week after week. And I think we've been making money on them.
Yeah.
I think we're getting more than we pay for them.
I'm going to lock it in.
Do it.
We are locked and loaded.
Would you pull Kirk out if Lawrence doesn't play? Or would you just go with it? I mean, you'd have 6,600 or whatever to find somebody else.
Good. Yeah, I mean, you can find somebody else. Beathard's not, I mean, he's an NFL quarterback. He's played games before.
I mean, throwing the slot receivers isn't the hardest thing in the world either.
No, and I don't know if I would. I don't think I would.
Okay. I mean, I like the player, and the matchup still remains good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's never played before.
No. Okay, I'm cool with it.
I don't know. He's not going to put up 300 yards, but.
No, I don't think he will, but that's okay. Kirk can still catch 8 balls.
Right.
You want to go first?
Okay. I don't think that the matchup last year with Tyler Huntley, at that point, that was his last start of the year. So he had played some games going into that game against the Steelers and really didn't do a whole lot in that game.
No.
That you looked at and go, wow, that was really good.
Ravens ran for a bunch of yards.
Yeah, but the Steelers were kind of willing to let that happen. They weren't going to let they knew what they were last year.
Yeah.
And the Steelers won that game 16-13. I just look at this matchup and I don't know how this kid beats the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. They don't run the ball particularly well. They don't run the ball like they did last year.
No, if it was that power running game that they could just lean on over and over, I would have different thoughts.
Yeah. I do think it's going to be difficult for the Steelers to move the football. But I like where Kenny Pickett is at right now. If he can take care of the football and limit, I don't know that he's going to, get through this game without another turnover. That might be a bit to ask, but if he can limit the mistakes.
I would consider that as one of your predictions is Kenny turns the ball over in this one.
It's definitely been one that I've thought about.
Okay.
But I think the Steelers win the turnover battle overall, and I think they win this game 17. I'm going to say 17-13.
I have Steelers 13, Ravens 10.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think punts.
Really low scoring game.
Yeah. I think that might be my prediction if I were you, too. Is 25% more punts than usual. Or I mean, I think there will be a lot of punts in this game.
Over under on three and outs in this game.
Yeah. I mean, a lot. And I think the Steelers have more firepower. I think they have the better quarterback. They're at home. I've been down on the Ravens for a month, to be honest with you. Yeah. That was when
they've not played
was
well.
Playing, taking things over. I do think the Ravens' D is formidable, but I think the Steelers is too right now. So I'm expecting a very low scoring game. Might come down to one of the two really good kickers to win it. This kind of history shows these things.
Yeah, and so if this comes to fruition, and we get both of those, we're both right about this. Mm-hmm. Are the Steelers back in the playoff race?
Yeah.
This one's important because it's a conference game.
You'd like to see New England lose.
Yeah.
Or
you need some of those.
Couple other dominoes.
Miami knock off the Chargers.
Get the Chargers out of there. Yeah. Or even the Bengals beating the Browns and getting them out of the way.
If the Chargers and Patriots both lose, they're now 6-7.
Right.
Now
right.
You're tied with them.
Yeah, I know. Steelers tiebreakers are bad.
They're really bad.
Really bad.
So you need the Jets to lose.
Which they probably will.
That would then put them at 7-6.
Miami.
So if you win this game to get to 6-7, now you're just a game behind the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Now it gets interesting.
It does. I mean, I guess what you want this week is when you look in the hunt next week, there's fewer names. The Raiders are gone. The Browns are gone.
Yeah, the Raiders are out of the equation. If the Browns lose, they won't be listed on that anymore because they'll be 5-8.
Same with the Steelers if they lose.
Yeah.
So I think you want that in the hunt to get narrowed down. That, boy, we just have to root against the Patriots.
And you got to get some wins against more of these AFC teams.
Absolutely. The tiebreaker stuff.
You've handled the NFC South. You've handled your business down there. You got to beat some of these AFC teams. You're not going to win the head-to-head against New England or the Jets or Miami.
Right.
But you can.
I mean, it's still a long shot.
Yeah.
And no matter what, you need some dominoes to fall that are outside of your hand to get in.
But if you take care of business, if you win,
right?
Like I said before, if the Steelers win out, they'll be in the playoffs.
I think so too.
If they go 4-1 the rest of the way, then you get into the tiebreakers.
Then you need a bounce.
Yeah, then you need somebody to. Then you need the Jets to lose a couple, three games here down the stretch.
But it wouldn't blow me away if the Ravens, Patriots crumble. Like, don't play well the last month.
If the Ravens can completely crumble. That win last week was so big.
It was so big. I mean, it would have been
like, if they'd have lost that one.
Right, which was very, very losable.
Yeah.
Right, because the rest of their schedule's pretty soft.
Yeah.
You
do get to play them twice. So the at best, even if you swept them, you've got them to 6 losses.
Yeah.
But you need
I think since you'll beat them.
You need more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Steelers have a better chance going as a wild card or a division winner? Wild card.
Probably the wild card.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to, because again,
I don't know if you can beat out.
Either the Bengals or the Browns are going to win this week. So if it's the Bengals, now they're up to 9 wins.
Yeah, I mean, there's just too big a gap.
Yeah.
You need some bounces to get in the wild card picture.
Yeah.
But hey,
to think about the division, you'd need the Browns to win.
Yes. Yeah, you need the Bengals to string a few losses together.
Yeah.
They do the Bills, and, but
I just don't see them losing three.
Maybe they lose 2 games.
I don't see them losing 3 or 4.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. No, it has to be a wild card.
Burrow would have to get hurt.
Yeah. But something goofy like that's going to happen
to one of these teams. Well, we just saw it last week with the 49ers.
Mike White could turn into a pumpkin, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of these teams, or maybe Niners figured something out with Tua in that offense, and it comes back to earth. There's still some weird things that could happen. But Steelers need help, obviously.
Could you imagine if they actually snuck into the playoffs this year?
Oh.
How many heads would be spinning here?
I know. I'd just be happy.
When things were 2-6, and then people were like, just start playing for a draft pick.
All right, here's another question. Going into week 18,
yes.
Will they still be alive?
Yes.
I mean, they might need 5.
They might need a lot of help.
Yeah, they might be like, Ravens and Bengals need to tie.
When we were going through the schedule on Monday, You were saying that you considered that Raiders game a loss. Do you still feel that way after watching what they did last night?
It was really bad. I don't think they're going to sweep, but as it stands right now, picking each game, I'd probably pick the Steelers. I mean, yeah. Ravens.
The Ravens down there in week 17, if Lamar's back, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've handled Lamar well.
I mean, it's that wasn't the
scariest game out there. They win the game on Sunday. They've now beaten the Ravens five consecutive times.
I know.
That's like the longest. That's the biggest winning streak that either team will have had against the other since like since the late 90s.
Yeah.
Since the Ravens first became the Ravens.
Yeah, they haven't been existing.
That's how close the thing has been.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they'll be relevant going into the last game of the year.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be eliminated.
Yeah. They may not be in the driver's seat. I don't think they will be in the driver's seat.
That's
they'll
what
need
I'm
some
projecting.
Help.
Right.
They'll need some help, but I think they'll be alive.
Yeah. There will be a scenario. Steelers need to win. This team needs to beat this team. This team needs to beat that team. Yeah. And we saw that happened last year.
Lived through this a dozen times now.
Yeah. And usually they're in the hunt.
Yeah.
Cool. Fun week.
Absolutely. We'll be back to talk about this one on Monday. Start talking about the Carolina Panthers. Can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see if we're doing it after a Steelers win or a Steelers loss. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. For my partner, Matt Williamson, for Brian LaMartina here keeping us on the air on site, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.